The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland hosts Illinois on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
I was excited to play Illinois this week, coming off a tough game against Iowa. Very good football team, and they certainly played very well. We didn't, but we're excited to come back home and play Illinois. And looking forward to having a great week of practice and get started.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, what has Trey Watson meant to your defense this year?
He's been a very instrumental part of our football team, and specifically our defense, as you mentioned, obviously playing very well versus the run and the pass. Has come in and earned the respect of his teammates, and has certainly been a very good player and a very bright spot of our team.
Coach, do you suppose he'll be pretty fired up to play his old school as the alma mater?
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I think we all have emotions when we play people we know or places we've been, and obviously I don't think he'll be any different, but I have great faith he'll focus on winning the game and doing his job. But certainly there'll be a lot of familiar faces. I'm sure a lot of really good friends and people he cares about. So, pre-game and post-game, I'm sure there'll be a lot of those things going on, but once the game starts, I think he'll focus on playing and winning.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Don.
In terms of when you watch the film this week of Kasim and even Pig, the stats might not reflect it, especially with Kasim because he had a few drops, but did you see in some ways the way he was throwing the ball, he had made progress, decision-making was a little better? How did you see coming? I mean, stats don't reflect it, but how do you see it coming out of after watching film?
Yeah, I thought he's had two good weeks of practice and working hard and trying to, improve his game like everybody does. I thought he did make, it was the conditions were what they were. Obviously, the ball, we'd like to get it outside more on the interception. Was it the win? Was it the throw? Was it whatever? It doesn't matter. But I feel good about where Kasim's at, how hard he wants to play, how much he wants to win, and the progress of him, becoming a quarterback. And, again, it's not a snap-your-fingers type of position. It's the most important position because there's so many decisions and things you have to do. And we ask him to do quite a bit. So I feel good about where he is. Same with Pig. Pig obviously went in and had a couple good plays and had a couple bad plays. And one of them was very bad, but, we'll improve upon that. It's a learning process as well. We got to take care of the football. So they're both working hard and they're both getting better.
And just to follow up on that, how important is it for the team to progress offensively without putting too much pressure on those guys for them to really sort of play at a bit of a higher level for you to really maximize the offense?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything. And again, we look at that, the quarterbacks, when you have so few plays, and, out of those plays, how many of them are third down situations with a lot on the quarterback. So some of that, it is unfair. But, so it's a product of, let's not have the bad snap on the first drive and let's not have the false start on the second drive and on and on and on, the things we've mentioned. And we didn't have it. And then we obviously have to execute better at every position. But certainly the quarterback plays a big deal on the productivity of your offense. You get things moving, get into a rhythm. And so I've got to do a better job of trying to get us into that rhythm. Everybody's got to do their job, and I feel good that we'll continue to work on that. Guys are certainly working hard. We'll continue to get better.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is a follow-up from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Coach, what is your pregame Friday routine when you guys are home? What do you guys like to do? What do you do? How's the day go for you guys?
On Friday, we our guys come over and we have we have meetings and things like that. I'm sure like most teams do. I always have a short practice here at our place, and we go to the hotel and have a nice dinner and guys sit around and enjoy each other's company a little bit and just enjoy the night and then get up Saturday and
obviously with 3:30 kick this week, it'll be a little bit later, but, you know, get up, you're ready to go play.
Do you have any rituals, anything you like to do, any, you know, customs you like to do, home and away?
No, I mean, I think we try to, you know, routine's a big deal for most players. And, you know, with football, I think that's the great thing about our sport. It's so many people. It takes so many people. But obviously to have a routine and everybody knows what they're doing because you have so many players and coaches and everybody else. So we kind of have a routine. I'm sure each player has a different thing they do. Some guys, you know, everybody does different things. But as far as a team, we kind of just try to make it as routine as we can and have the same, you know, same focus going in each game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.